Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A 2023 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court prompting a spike here in New York. We are talking about people buying a gun.
In fact, gun permit applications have spiked tenfold here in New York. Jay Baccaro's with the group Clearview Conceal, one of the many organizations now that help guide New Yorkers through the licensing process. Now, we asked him why this big jump.
In the security industry has a massive demand for armed professionals right now. And I think a lot of individuals are seeking employment. So across New York City, the demand for armed personnel is rising sharply.
Also rising sharply, he says, the number of women looking to now carry, mostly saying they want to do so for self-defense. But critics, there are many, they warn about just how safe this is going to be where carrying a gun in the city becomes commonplace. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
With affordability the buzzword and the biggest problem for many New Yorkers, the stereotype of the starving artist is hitting home for many. Well, now the city council is taking up a bill to help that group in particular.
While artists are continuing to create, they say it's becoming harder and harder to keep a roof over their heads in this city. Jacob Love Crone lives in Bushwick.
It's absolutely out of control. We have an artist studio that we all share, and about 30 of us. Everyone is doing what they can to get by. Most of my friends are probably at side hustle number 4.
Michael Levchenko, a sculptor also living in Brooklyn, says he's bounced around from place to place because of price.
Rent is most consuming part of budget.
If this new legislation passes, the bill would clarify that the city's human rights law would give preference to artists for affordable housing and not count as any sort of discrimination. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bushwick.
The One LIC plan is a done deal. The city council has signed off on the project, which will rezone 54 blocks of Long Island City and build 15,000 new homes, including more than 4,300 considered affordable. This $2 billion plan also includes about 4 million square feet of commercial and community space, as well as a school with 1,300 seats. But not everyone was for this. The Western Queens Community Land Trust said it was concerned that there wasn't enough affordable units and that the plan basically promotes gentrification. After saying this 2 days ago,
I continue to be to retain my interest in keeping Commissioner Jessica Tisch, and I'll be sure to inform you when I have any updates.
Well, we may get an update soon. That's because NBC4 reports Mayor-elect Mamdani has a sit-down with the police commissioner on the books. They say sources close to Mamdani's transition team have told them that their people have been in regular contact with the commissioner's people, and a meeting is scheduled soon. Some good news about your electric bill if you live in the city or Westchester. Con Ed has now cut its proposed rate hikes. They were looking for increases of 11.4% for electric and 13.3% for natural gas. Well, following an outcry, they lowered that to 11.3% and 10.5%. Well, now it's dropped way down to 2.8% for electric bills and 2% for gas. How'd that happen? Not exactly clear. Con Ed said only that the new math follows an 11-month process that takes into account affordability, along with the investments needed to maintain reliability and resilience. The new plan must still be approved by the State Public Service Commission. Those new large curbside trash containers, you're going to see a lot more of those around town after the City Council passed a bill to containerize all of the city's residential trash in the coming year. That is now expanding citywide. The idea is to reduce the number of rats that are digging through the trash to find food. New York State lawmakers take up a bill that would require serial speeders to have what's called intelligent speed assistant technology installed in their cars. And 1010 Winds took a test drive.
The heartbreak of a parent whose child died at the hands of a reckless speeding driver.
My beautiful, intelligent daughter, Naya, her life was cut short.
Inspired by her and many others, state lawmakers like Senator Andrew Gnardis pushing for speed locking devices for drivers that rack up speeding tickets on the regular.
The worst of the worst of the worst drivers.
It's kind of like a locking device used for repeat drunk drivers. And I got to take a ride through Park Slope to see what it's all about. While Gnardis did his best to floor it.
And what I'm traveling at is 25 miles an hour. Cannot exceed this at all.
If the measures approved, the bad drivers would foot the bill for the device, which is about $1,000. In Park Slope, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
So, what's in a name? If you're of a certain age, you probably know a whole lot of Laurens, Sheilas, and Karens. Those names are going extinct. A new look at the global naming records website Namecon finds that names that were popular in the 1950s and 70s are hardly being used now. Karen, because that's turned into a derogatory reference to middle-aged white women. In fact, it was number one in the 60s and 70s, but is now dropped to, are you ready, 4,844th. Other names going extinct: Brenda, Gladys, Galvin, Roderick, Gary, Neville, and Dale.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.